Yeah, the neighbors are gonna have a little shindig.
Yeah.
They got fiddlers and a whole bunch of stuff
Oh,
all
Jesus.
setting up. So I figured it would drive you crazy if you could even hear a little bit in the background, so
that's probably true. Well, wanna just do this thing?
Yeah, let's just do this thing.
Get it done. Yeah, I have to burp, but I can't. God damn it.
Save it for the show, man. We can't. Don't waste all your A material on me.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to a quick mini-episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for early August 2017. In this episode, we finally announced the Mod Cubes contest winner, so let's just get right into it. Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast, episode 73.5. It's going to be a short one, hopefully, maybe, because there's not much to talk about on this one, but we did want to put one out early to announce the winners for our contest. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And we're here. We do have one piece of news, so we'll get into that first, maybe some shout-outs, and then we'll do the contest announcement, since it has been a long time coming.
Yes, two shows in a row we've been announcing this contest, and it's about damn time we release the winner, release the shackles of anticipation from all of our listeners.
Well, the problem was the first episode, we forgot to announce the end date. So we had to have the second episode to have an end date. So that's a little behind the scenes for you people. That's how organized we are.
That's how the sausage is made. Feast your eyes on that.
Wonderful. The big news, though, is that Mantic Games are running a painting competition called Brush with Death. And we'll have the link to the deets in the show notes. But right now, August is Kings of War Monsters. Then September is Warpath Universe Vehicle. October is Walking Dead, Survivors and Walkers. And November is Dungeon Saga Hero. So, Jack, why isn't there no Dead Zone? But are you going to enter in any of these?
The vehicle painting one, yes, for sure. And depending if this goes on long enough, it'll make it around to Dead Zone. And we'll have something to showcase.
I do like the bagpipe serenade in the background.
Yeah, the neighbors are warming up, and apparently the piper's getting there. The fiddlers, I already saw them.
And once, that's right. I have some bagpipes in the back. It's like a little embedded music. It's nice.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Once we're done recording, I'm gonna saunter on over and make myself home.
So yes, the pinch contest looks like fun. Warpath vehicles, yeah, we don't have we have the jet so far. You can paint a jet. I'll bring one over if you want to paint one of those things. I do have three of them. I think you can paint one. I wouldn't be too upset.
Yeah, I am seeing painting tutorials of the Forgefather tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Those look fun to paint, and the jets probably. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you.
Sure. Yeah, maybe sometime. I always promised to bring over the airbrush and to play with the airbrush with you, but one of these days. And shoutouts. We do have some shoutouts. And the first one is Ben Edwards on Facebook, because he's making Battlescribe files for Dead Zone. And I think he's almost done. When I first heard about this, he had like just the Enforcers and Plague done. And now last time I heard, he's doing the Elite lists even. So anybody who's Battlescribe, which is, it's hard to set up, but once you have it set up, it's a really good program. This guy is actually doing it. Well, the link to the Dropbox with the files in there too, in the show notes. But yes, Ben Edwards, he's the man, because we need more army builders, especially up-to-date ones.
You've tried the Battlescribe, you liked it, it just wasn't being updated fast enough for you, and yeah, it's good. And Mentamantica?
I think that was right.
That one. It's not 100% updated, but he's working on it. Not abandoned. Good,
no.
Good, because If he ever decides to pack it in, then I can't do team building exercise anymore. I'm not good enough.
Well, that's a good thing about this battle script. It'll have the elite list too, so we'll have that. So hopefully, yeah, keep working on it, Ben. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we also have Richard Hall, a good friend of the show. He's sent us some pictures for his – he had a Dead Zone game with his two sons. I guess it's Levi or Levy. It matters how you pronounce it. But Levi and David, 1-7, 1-10. And they were playing some Dead Zone. They had a good match. So we have the pictures here. And there's some I think there's some damn dirty orcs in there, but other than that, looks like a fun game, and it's good to see the young kids starting to play. And that's how good Dead Zone is, because you can play with people that young, and it's pretty simple to pick up.
Isn't the term "damn dirty" reserved exclusively for apes?
Damn dirty orcs. I thought it's damn dirty orcs.
No.
What do we usually call the orcs?
I don't know, but damn dirty. I think has to be followed by apes.
No. But yes, thank you, Richard. Send in more pictures, and I'm glad you're getting your kids involved.
Yes, we like to see that. We like to see pictures and to know that the community's thriving, and now Mantic's starting to really, Dead Zone's back right from the top down, and it's good. We like to see it.
Yep. And before we announce the contest winner,
yes, I have like a concert going on next door.
Yes, there's an Irish or Scottish bagpipes going in the background there. But I would like to say next episode, we're going to have two special guests. If everything works out, we're going to have Coach and Community Pat, because they're both at the tournament in New York over the summer here. And we'll discuss that next episode. But it will be a little late because Gen Con's happening right now, and Pat is indisposed. He's a very busy boy during Gen Con, especially this year, the 50th anniversary of Gen Con. Everything's sold out, it seems like. All the badges are sold out. It's going to be a crazy, crazy place.
Yeah, and we know at Adepticon, Pat's there to work, and he does a fantastic job. And it just means he's not able to come on with us. I'm sure Coach would have gladly come on and shared his insights, not the spotlight, but his insights.
Yep. But that'll be all next time. We'll get everybody together.
And if you're jonesing for a little, a little taste, a little hint, just a little sniffer. I saw a video release that had a dapper young Rob Harper, playing Dead Zone in a non-official capacity with Coach.
Yes. Not to ruin the surprise, but yes, I got my revenge on the Coach. He was playing Veerman, and I was playing my tournament Asterion list, but and we were quite drunk and made a lot of mistakes, but it was a good game.
yeah, I could tell the mood of the room, because as the camera panned around, there was Ryan sitting in the corner with headphones on, just kind of lounging, and you could hear young Andrew in the background. So it was not a official filming for a battle report situation. No,
we just wanted to get one in there, and it was good. It was a good time, and I have to thank the Jashins for their hospitality and for putting up with me and Pat over that weekend. But I think we've waited too long, Jack. Do you think we should just announce these contest winners?
Right after these commercials.
Oh, no commercial. Oh, this thing's going to be too short for a commercial.
Oh, okay.
So we do have 16 people did enter the contest. So that's good. There is a few names on here I'm not happy to see, but we are going to use, in Dead Zone's honor, we're going to use 2d8 to determine the result. How's that sound?
And I have them right here in my palm, but you said 16 people entered.
Yep.
I can get 2 to 16.
I'm glad you picked up on that, because on number one on my list here, I've kind of purposely put him number one, is somebody named Jack Fike. You greedy, greedy bastard.
What?
Yes, Jack entered the contest. There's other names too that I'm happy with, but hopefully they don't come up.
But yes.
So if you somehow roll on 2d8, number one, you win the contest, Jack. So that's your chance here.
Okay. So yeah, we've got the system down. Everyone ready? Get right close to the radio.
Yep. I will insert the drums to go with the bagpipes here.
Okay, here we
roll,
go.
Roll that right near the mic there so we can hear it.
Right near the mic. Here we go. That would be an 8 and a 3. 11.
11. Guess who number 11 is?
Jork Feek.
It's actually someone you know.
Oh.
It is Eric E-Rock.
E-Rock.
His hair wins the contest.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better outcome. Knowing that these mod cubes are going to go to someone who actively plays and someone who can bring them and use them in battle reports, I think that is the perfect outcome to this contest.
Well, especially since I'm going to read the email he sent to me when he entered this contest.
Oh.
It was quite funny because he said, I hope I win these. Let me win something over Coach so I have it and he doesn't. Ha. Well, E-Rock, you did it. You won it.
Gloat away, my friend. Gloat.
That's right. And yeah, it was the dice have spoken.
Are there any other notables on that list of people who we could just give a little tip of the cap to, or any other?
Well, the ones I didn't want to win, there was an Andrew Jashin on this list, which I didn't think Coach and or his son. Well, I guess if it's young Andrew, he could have won. And Shane, our friend Shane from Mantic Pathfinder, Shane was on the list, and some other people. Christian Bear, we met at AdeptCon last year.
Right. And
Rick Hall, we just did a shout out to. He's on the list. And to everyone. Oh, and Beatles on there. I see that too. And Bill and Sue Foreman. Unfortunately, Sue was really hoping to win, but, and it only missed her by one. She was number 12. So she was close. But there could be only one winner for this contest. What's that?
Missed it by that much.
Missed it by that much. Yep. One winner, and that happens to be E-Rock. So congrats, my friend. We'll whisk these mod cubes off to New York for you. We'll have to get your address, but congratulations.
And a finer product you won't find for what I love them.
Yes, and everybody at the tournament, they were interested in too. Hopefully enough people yelled at the Steven. Mod cubes. Yep, Steven at Mod Cubes to start producing them again, because we do want to see them.
I wanted to buy some. Maybe for next Adepticon, because I will, again, have money in my hands. Like a young fry. Shut up and take my money.
Yes. Let's hope, yeah. He has something. This year he had some new thingies working on. They were a magnetic toys of sort. But hopefully next year he'll have some mod cubes of any sort to show off and give out. We hope to see that.
Yeah.
Anything else we can talk about before we cut the short one off?
Phrasing?
Yes, phrasing. No cutting short ones off.
I don't know. I think that this is going to serve the purpose.
We just wanted to put a quick one out here, yeah.
To get the Mod Cubes contest out of the way, to let everyone know that we hadn't been killed, and that, yes, forthcoming, there's going to be a update of the Battle for Triton, and yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up near the end of the month. Let's see. I think Gen Con's next weekend, so it probably won't be until the end of the month. Probably 28th, I can expect that. And then the 31st will be the team building exercise this week or this month. So it'll be two in a row quickly, but fortunately that's just the way schedules worked. And, oh, well, suck it up.
Yeah, well, what can you say? It's it's the best we can do with our small, frail human bodies.
Not to mention, Mantic really hasn't put much news out about Dead Zone. So we'll have to scour some more news. We know that the moment we record something, they're going to put out tons of news. So
yes.
We hope to see tomorrow. There should be a huge news blast of Dead Zone and Warpath stuff. Maybe Dungeon Saga. So until then, I have been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And thanks for checking out this short one. And we'll see you next time for a legit episode 74. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. I got a party to get to.
Party.
Party.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Jack! Is that you, the ghost of Christmas past?
No, I'm the ghost of podcast future.
I'm intrigued. Do tell me more.
The future of podcasts is Vinland Old Time Radio. I know it sounds oxymoronic, but it's not.
Where can I find this podcast?
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
And how many doubloons will that cost me?
It's free, unlike my soul. Bye, Dagonia, bye!
You, boy, what day is it today?
It's Canada Day, it seems.
Well, go buy that biggest Christmas goose in the window.
That makes no sense. I'm just taking your money and leaving.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.